Hi, it's Sherry. I'm just posting another voice audio podcast recording. I'm doing a chapter, a class on strategy and innovation, strategic innovation. It sounds like such a great combination of two words, or use of two words. It's not a combination of two words, it's a use of two words. To describe how to be on the cutting edge of technology or anything really. How do you be the best or do the best you can? And sort of looking at it, obviously, it covers business, you know? You gotta have an organizational structure, you gotta have your, mission, vision, and goals, and your strategic planning, and your measurements, and your metrics. You got to say, okay, I'm going to set out to do this. And okay, I've done this. I've completed this part. And now I know that's successful and that works. And I think it's different as a technology person, as like a developer, a software developer, or a designer of internet systems or publishers. All right, I'm going to publish this information, I'm going to publish this site. I'm going to create this store, and this is the expectation. If you put a store online, the expectation is that store makes the products available, and the products are amazing, and the people want the products, and the people know that the products are there, and they have a solid and secure way to buy them. It's that simple. My company doesn't sell products, though. So the only reason I talk about it is because I did that for others. And I saw how it worked for the startups, and I saw how it worked for the people that don't actually sell products online but want an internet site to advertise their services. Which is great. Everybody needs one. Everybody has a computer, everybody has the internet. It's great to be able to go look at that blonde lady's haircutting site. I don't know what it's like, a beauty shop. And yeah, her self photographs are pretty, but it's just not professional photography. But she's just a small local girl, you know? And it's amazing that she's even set herself apart from the rest, that she hasn't chose to buy stock beautiful model photography to show off haircuts that aren't even hers. You know, so there's a different approaches in being innovative. And you sort of look at this woman and you go, well, how can I best give her something where she can communicate with customers, potential and returning customers? I can do the basics. I can put you a site online and make it pretty for you and try to meet your demands for color and how it should be shown. Like I'm a technology person that's doing your hair coloring, which that's not how technology works. You know, I'm going to show you a few designs and you're going to choose one. And you might, you know, I might give you the option and teach you how to go in and change the color. But, you know, we're not going to nitpick for 2 years over the design, especially with such low budget. Right? Low budget. Technology or internet design is not where you just walk into a shop and say, let me get this cut and color and I'm done. And I'll be back next month for a trim, you know, or a new color. Once, I mean, it's ongoing, right? You can't just put an internet site up and say, okay, there it is. I'm available online. And you can book an appointment online, or you can call me. That's all you can do is you can just click my phone number and call me. And that's not really that's not being innovative, but she doesn't have the money to invest. And if she did, she wasn't really that fun to work with. She wasn't, you know, she was really demanding. So as a developer, as an independent producer, or as a Savvy Smart Solutions, a startup company that wants to provide technology services to small businesses on the internet, advertising them on the internet and giving them an internet presence, those are the things I had to look at. You know, I can invest in her and do all sorts of free stuff for her. But, you know, my goal is about making money too. And I don't want to deal with demanding customers. So I'm just going to do the bare minimum for you and you're going to go away. And that's contributing to the internet. But now, you know, an opportunity, had she been less demanding, a little more easier to deal with, understood the technology, that might have helped, and understood what it's worth and how much it costs and how much a person needs to be paid for something like that, it would have been better. You know, she's got employees that get their hair done and she's got a full shop. You know, she's making lots of money. So they do have the money to invest. Something's wrong there. And like holding back the money and then rattling off of, oh, this guy's going to do this for me or this, you know, and then they get into this like proposal comparison and shopping around for services where it's just like, I don't even want to deal with you anymore. I don't want to deal with you anymore. You know, so I turned it into just a learning experience for how to deal with these kind of customers. You know, we talk about innovation strategy. How do you give them something innovative? Well, I could have opened up a nice menu of options and said, for this price, we can give you a scheduling feature where your clients can by email schedule their hair appointments. We can give you an automatic response system where you can notify your customers and send them a birthday card or a discount. We can advertise in your local area and place you in advertisements for Google search and in phone books and other places, strategically managed advertising. And I could have done all of that for her. I could have hired professionals to do that for her, but I was not an established business. I was still exploring the landscape, exploring the business. You know, what's it like to be an independent entrepreneur? Such a big fluffy word for someone that sets out to do something by themselves or start a business. It's called a business owner. Entrepreneur is a fluffy word for a wannabe million-dollar idea that goes to investors and gets investment and does it individually with leadership and guidance from an investment team where maybe all they have is the money. It's use of fluffy words and it's starting to make the industry sick. Entrepreneur. Preneur. Yeah. So as we come up with new fluffy words, strategy, and innovation in the way we speak and advertise, while it sounds good, it grows, you know, it grows on you. I'm an entrepreneur. This is my goal. And I have set my sights, personal sights on this type of success. No, you're a business person. You want to open and you want to start a business. So you need a business plan. We can tell people all day long what you need. You need to do this and you need to do that. You need to craft your portfolios with innovation. You need to show samples of your work. You know, this isn't Costco where you stop in and you taste test. Technology is not Costco. And, you know, search engine management and marketing and advertising is not like driving a vehicle where you take it into the maintenance shop and just get it checked up and tuned up. You know, you can speak metaphorically all day long about these these structures and processes that need to be in place. But when you go out there in the real world and you put it to use, innovation, you know, if the ears are closed-minded, if the budgets are tight, the purses are locked, and the customers or clients are bitchy and catty, or really just crapware, who wants to work that way? You know, who wants to work in that environment? Innovation is to gain competitive advantage. So it must determine what it hopes to accomplish, the plan, and then seek to achieve those innovation goals, which is implementation. So you set a plan and then you implement it. It doesn't always come out according to plan. And it depends upon the investment, the budget, the people, the processes, the tools, the time, and the time you have to do it. Do you want to service this customer? Do you want to work in this industry? Maybe if you do this for this one customer, you can take that approach and perfect it for all those other customers in that specific industry, for all of the beauty shop ladies. Now you have competition among your beauty shop ladies. Because if you service one client and then you go and service five others in the beauty shop industry, you're basically creating this odd competitive environment where you can't service them all unless you provide some kind, you know, I don't know. It's confusing. It's tough. So as a technology internet person, it was, well, let me get an understanding of various businesses in the small business community to see what kind of technology is similarly needed and used by different industry professions, right? Does the plumber need an appointment setting system? Yes. The plumber needs an appointment system, setting system. Can they benefit from a customized application that says I have a water leak? You know, they need to go out and look at the job before they can say. And a barber shop or a beauty shop owner doesn't necessarily need to look at their hair, although they used to, and they do. They honestly do. They look at the hair before they even give a price. But yet standard pricing models might change that. $60 for a cut and color. Even if your hair has, you know, I don't know, 15 tangles. But it's not the same as the plumber who has a water leak that's broken. So you can't use the same system. So you have to generalize the technology just for them, which is just basic phone numbers and email, you know, so they can communicate that way. So some things you can provide for some customers in some industries and some things you can't. It's not the same for others. So technology and innovation, you sort of have to look at it and go, do I apply this to the industries? Do I apply this across the board? Do I focus my own business and my own efforts on solutions that are generalized for everyone? That means then I'm a little internet shop, custom creator. And although it's a nice design and it's cute and it's fun and it can be done, it's not innovative enough. Because the better idea is to be able to say, oh, I just uncovered this new idea that's applicable to multiple businesses. Or this new solution that is marketable to multiple business types. And if I can't market to many customers because I'm busy with servicing one client or ready to move on to the next client, then because of money or whatever, then it's a time management game. And it's not like an entrepreneur or a new business can just roll out the door and say, here I am, I'm opening up shop, and I turn the lights on at 4 o'clock. Cash register's ready to go, the bank account set up, and all the ads are up so everyone knows it's a grand opening and they just come in and buy. That's not how technology works. So you have to be innovative in the field of technology to create technical products or technology products. You have to understand not just your technology, but also your customers. So innovation and strategy is good with high-level management executive concepts and to deploy that in large corporations, but it's really just words. And if you don't have a specific idea on how to apply that, all what you can do is simply summarize it by saying you need to be ahead of the game, or you need to provide something that's worthwhile to customers. Well, now I can't compete because now I'm in competition with the large technical companies that offer everything at a lower price, a much better product and service, and all I can do is just be a vocal referral service that says go to them, making no money whatsoever. And that's automated, and that should be done. So that completed the endeavor of Savvy Smart Solutions. We cannot work with small businesses and be a little internet shop builder to service small businesses. We have to focus on something much larger, which is the internet design in itself. And maybe a standardized system that's mapped to a particular industry with a store integrated that allows them or a technology consultant to identify what products are best and implemented easily without a lot of customer haggling, negotiation and collaboration. Because collaborating with people that don't understand is like, me trying to explain to my cat all of my technical goals for the next 5 years. They don't really care. They don't understand. So it's a one-way communication system. But yeah, so that's the question is innovation, evaluation, and control a real system? I think it is. I mean, but you have to think innovatively. Are you able to objectively and creatively evaluate others and your own work? Or are we going to just continue to create low quality systems and go back, 5 years and look retroactively and go, I really improved? But they're no longer online anyways because they couldn't maintain it because they didn't know or they had bad behavior and they didn't belong in business anyways. I don't know. Where are we now? We're in school now. We're looking at the higher level concepts going evaluation and control processes. How does that apply to the small business or technology in general? One of the key reasons for evaluation and control is that the firm's environment will change over time. Obviously, innovation brings change. Everyone changes. And to stagnate or stay the same it doesn't work. But it sometimes you have to in order to see it through, to stay in a certain way in order to see the results or see how that change affected business. How did that customer respond to this new technology? How did you respond to this kind of customer? And how did you adapt? How did you grow as a business person? How did you grow in your understanding of the technology? And how do we get people to understand that, little $300 internet sites at these small businesses that offer all the services and then some for a monthly low fee of $9.99 or $10.25, whatever, $235 a month. It can be yours. Just sign here on the dotted line. That requires a little more than just a little freelance designer. Yeah. So it's a challenge. It's always interesting. Be innovative, but pay attention to what you're doing and don't go on this fast track of, I'm going to publish, you know, buy 500 domain names and create Amazon, the super center, and give everybody a chance to own their own store. It's a great vision. It really is. It really is, but it's bogus. Now you're going to teach everyone how to manage an internet e-commerce store? Come on now. I mean, come on now, really?